Cape Talk. Cape Talk. A worldview from London with Adam Gilchrist.
The worldview with Adam Gilchrist is brought to you by OUTsurance. SMS out to 30674 now and you could save on car insurance. And if you don't, ask them for 500 grand. Good morning, Adam. An Israeli missile strike deep into Iran. Reading some reports from Iranian military officials saying no damage caused. But what are the reports saying?
There are also suggestions that there haven't been a missile strike of any kind. That's depending on which official that you quote from in Iran. What we think has happened is at least one missile has struck into Isfahan province. We think it's possible that Israel was striking a nuclear facility. Although, of course, immediately when you talk nuclear, every country in the world and won't talk about it and won't admit it and won't acknowledge their issues. I mean, even with the Zaporizhia nuclear power plant in Ukraine, which for all the world to see is being attacked, and yet people don't talk about it. We don't know the extent of this. We don't know how many missiles were struck, but we knew it was coming because Israel kept saying they were going to retaliate. Apparently, American officials, the White House, would have been contacted, but there are some American officials saying they had absolutely told Israel, don't do it. So we have a rather difficult balancing act here of what this entails. At this stage, Iran is talking about no casualties, no attack. Israel has not commented yet, no official comment from America, but we're certainly piecing together something has happened in the whole tit for tat. Is this another tit or is this another tat? We don't know.
And then Russian spies in Germany, they're being accused of sabotaging groups that support Ukraine or sabotaging support for Ukraine.
Yes, there is skullduggery afoot. Two alleged spies arrested in Bavaria in southern Germany. They're suspected of planning to sabotage German military aid for Ukraine. The two men are dual German-Russian nationals and were detained in Beirut on suspicion of spying for Russia. Named only as they do in Germany, Dieter S. and Alexander J. Everyone always gets the first name and an initial. It's a strange way of doing it. Either tell us or don't. Anyway, Dieter S. and Alexander J. Have been arrested. They are charged at this stage with plotting an explosion, arson, maintaining contact with Russian intelligence. And Dieter S. is also thought to have fought with a Russian-backed group in eastern Ukraine, which isn't necessarily against the law, but I don't know if it's a mercenary group, maybe it would be tricky under German law. Military support for Ukraine is the big issue. Germany is the second largest donor of military aid to Kyiv. There's a crucial vote on $60 billion of American aid due tomorrow. Again, Ukraine absolutely crying out for this support. So two spies in your midst trying to derail all of this. It's an interesting one, isn't it?
And then finally, a very heavy tattoo tribute. There's an inky link from Metallica to Motorhead.
Yeah, we're in the world of heavy rock here. I mean, so heavy, it's metal. So I think this is an extraordinary tribute. I think this is beautiful. It's not something I would do. But anyway, the lead singer of Metallica has chosen to remember his friend or late friend and fellow rock legend Lemmy, the Motorhead lead guy. He died 9 years ago now. But James Hetfield of Metallica decided he would have a tattoo on his middle finger. So he's had an Ace of Spades, one of the great Motorhead hits, inside an iron cross, again, symbol of Motorhead, put on his middle finger. So yes, in the online video, he is absolutely giving us the finger. It's, I think there's something in that as well. But anyway, get this. The Metallica man used a pinch of Lemmy's ashes mixed in with the ink. He has been properly Lemmied. I mean, I don't think I've ever heard of an ashes to ashes tattoo. And Metallica famously covered the Motorhead song Overkill. You could argue this is a little bit of a kill. That might be a good thing. I think the touching. Have you heard of this before? Ashes. Yeah, of someone's ashes in a tattoo.
I'm going to say that it's not completely unfamiliar. I have heard of the process of mixing some ash into some tattoo ink before, but I think it's absolutely beautiful.
Okay.
Musically linked tribute in this case.
Yeah, and he's got nine other fingers, so I'm wondering who else he could choose next.
Do you have a tattoo, Adam?
I don't. Well, Not really. I had to have a tattoo for radiotherapy purposes.
Okay.
Which is, so whenever we get to, have you got a tattoo? I like to go, three. Oh. But they're tiny, tiny dots. I don't have any rainbows or dolphins or anything. How about you?
None. And I feel I've reached the age where I don't have any real inspiration for one. I did, though, think a couple of weeks ago, or it was last week, 2 weeks ago, when our Stormers rugby team played in the Champions Cup, and I did think there's a picture of our coach John Dobson praying to the heavens, and I did make an assurance that if our Stormers were ever to win in a European major club cup, then I would get that picture of John Dobson looking into the sky tattooed somewhere on.
You know that's going to happen now, don't you? Absolutely.
I've put it out there.
And you'll have to do it live on air as well, of course, just to prove it all happened.
No pressure, John Dobson. Adam Gilchrist, enjoy your weekend. Looking forward to chatting to you on Monday.